الحمد لله وكفى والصلاه والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله نور السماوات والارض وصل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجه الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور إلى قوله تعالى أو كظلمات في بحر اللجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور صدق الله العظيم. Discussing in the previous session ayah number 35 of Surah An-Nur, which gives us the composition of the light of Iman. Iman is a light, it's the Noor. It's composed of two lights. In Kantian words, I can say a light within and a light from without. The light within human nature is inherent in the human nature. It's of the Ruh. The light coming from without is the light of Wahi. I said in the end of the last lecture that I would quote an ayah from the last part of Surah Ash-Shura. I am now quoting two ayat, last but one and the one preceding it. It's the most important, profound place in the Quran discussing the nature of Wahi and the types of Wahi. مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُكَلِّبَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. It's not possible for any human being that Allah should speak to him except in one of the three ways. مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُكَلِّبَهُ اللَّهُ Illa wahiyan, number one wahi, direct wahi of Allah to the human being. Aw min wara'i hijab, or a dialogue from behind the curtain, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Moses alayhi salatu wasalam. Aw yursila rasulan fayuhiya biiznihi ma yasha. And the third form is that he sends an angel, a rasul, and he gives him the wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to convey. These are the three ways. In the next ayah Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. In the same way, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have sent a wahi to you also. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ. You were not aware of what book is and what Iman is. Just remember, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ. You didn't know before that what the book is. The book of Allah, any revealed book, you didn't know. You were not born among the people of the book. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. Also you didn't know what Iman is. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. But we have made that wahi the noor with which we guide our bondsmen, whomsoever we like. So this is actually the noor of wahi. The noor within is the noor of human nature, unpolluted, unperverted. It has potentially the iman within it. Just the oil can burn, but you need some fire to burn it. In the same way, that is there. يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. But when that fire has come near it, نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ. Now light has been added to the light. It's light over light. Light, number one, of the fitrah, of the nature, which I am calling the light within and the light coming from outside, and that is the light of the Wahi. When these two unite, Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa'amanu. Now iman is completed. The potential iman within the nature has now been actualized through the agency of the external nur, and that is Wahi. I also want to quote an ayah from the second section of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Wahi has been said to be similar to Naar, this word is used here. Law lam tam sasho Naar. Masaluhum ka masalil ladhi stawqada Naara. Halamma adat ma hawlahu zahab Allahu bi nurihim. Watarakahum fi zulumatin la yubsirun. Summun, bukmun, humyun, fahum la yarji'un. This is the parable about those kuffar who were bent upon denying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although their hearts, their souls believed in it. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. Their hearts had recognized, but they were not ready to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of jealousy, out of arrogance. So what's their similitude? What are they like? Now here is, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَعْرًا. Just imagine there was a caravan which was caught in the darkness of night. No light whatsoever. It has lost its way. And there's no light. But in that darkness, someone takes the courage of gathering some wood and fire and burn, and there's fire. So now there is light. Now they can see. But some accident happens to those people. Before the light in the eyesight was okay, but there was no light outside. But now when there is light, مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ. Now the environment is lit with fire, there is light. ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away their eyesight, so they are again in the darkness. I told you, for vision you need two things. There should be eyesight in your eyes, there should be nur without. Before there was no light outside, the eyes were okay. Now there is light outside, but the sight was gone. ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ سُمٌّ بُكْمٌ عُمْيٌ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. For these very people, in the end of the first section of Surah Al-Baqarah, we find the words, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. So now this is the parable complete. نُورٌ عَلَىٰ نُورٌ. When there is nur, light of nature, to it is added the light of Wahi. Now the light of Iman is complete. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to His nur. Now His nur, that is the nur of His knowledge, the nur of His Iman. This parable is for Iman, not for the person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I told you, it's a big blunder. May Allah forgive him. There can be no parable for Allah, for the person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The parable here is for the Iman billah, for the light of Iman. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. According to Arabic grammar, there could be two translations. Generally, our orthodox, you know, ulama and mufassirin, they always translate such words. Allah guides to His light whosoever He wishes, whosoever He likes. But according to the grammar, equal possibility is there. Allah guides to His light only if such a person who likes to be guided. If he has the desire, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the guidance. If he doesn't have any desire, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't force anybody towards guidance. Because if he forces anybody towards guidance, then what is the reward? Why? What was any reward? So yasha can go towards both Allah as well as the person. If you want to have light, Allah will give you. If you don't want, Allah will also force any light upon you, any guidance upon you. So this translation is also, as the Makhshari has said, and he has accepted it, and Allama Muhammad Asad has preferred this translation. Although mostly the Mufassirin, they say, and that is also correct. It's the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chooses whomsoever he likes. If he likes to guide you, he will guide you. But his liking also is based on some principles that he has enunciated. So actually, that is the law which we shall discuss later in Surah As-Saff in detail. And now these are the words, وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ. These parables, these allegories, these similitudes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making or striking or propounding for people. He doesn't need them. He has the exact knowledge of everything. But it is the need of the people who can't grasp, can't comprehend the subtle and sublime realities. So actually for them, to make it intelligible to them, to some extent at least, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the medium of parables. Just in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can speak to every human being. It's not beyond His power. He's all powerful. He's omnipotent. But ma kana li basharin an yukallimahu Allah. It's not the position of a human that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should speak to them directly. It's not their place. It's not their level. It's beyond their level. ما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إنه علي حكيم. Very high, very high. وراء الوراء ثم وراء الوراء ثم وراء الوراء. But he is the wise. He has adopted this medium of wahi for communication with the human beings. And that wahi takes three forms. Either direct wahi, direct inspiration, or the wahi through an angel, or a dialogue from behind the curtain. أَوْ مِنْ وَرَائِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ. Now what is the result of this iman? As I told you in the previous lesson also, iman, first of all iman billah, how it comes? How can you get it? Then from iman billah to iman bil akhirah, iman bil ma'ad, what's the argument? What's the line of argument? Then iman is sam'i. Then you have listened to the call of some messenger of Allah. Rabbana innana sami'na munadi munadi lil iman. And then we had such people, ulul albab, such people having pure nature. Now what is their practical attitude? فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا. They were the people of character. They were ready to sacrifice anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For His deen, for haq, for the truth. They were ready to leave their homes and hearts and families. They were ready even to sacrifice their own life for the sake of the truth and for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that was one side of the picture of the character of the Muslim, of the mu'min, true mu'mins. Now we have in this lesson the other side of the picture. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. First of all, let me quote the ayah that I referred. This is ayah number 35 of Surah An-Nur. And now I am reciting to you ayah number 35 of Surah Al-Ahzab. And I have said that these two surahs either sisters or they can be taken to be a pair of surahs. Very similar. The same number, ayah 35. What is it? إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. This is one of the most profound ayat of the Quran. Why? It is repeating male, female, male, female, male, female. In no other ayah in the whole of Quran you will find these words repeated in this way. Mostly only the males are addressed. The females, the women are also understood to have been addressed. But kabir tahreej. But here it is repeated with each word. Inna al-muslimina wal-muslimat. Surely the Muslim men and Muslim women, وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and men who have true faith, and the women who have true faith, وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ, and men who have subordination to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience. And the women who show obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ, and the truthful men and the truthful women, وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ, and men who have patience and forbearance, and women who can show patience and forbearance, وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ, men who have fear of Allah in their hearts, and side by side, women who have the fear of Allah in their hearts, وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ, and the men who give away their wealth in charity, and the women who give away their wealth in charity, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ, and the men who keep form, who are fasting for the sake of Allah, pleasure of Allah, and the women who do the fasting, وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ, and men who are protecting their sexual organs, controlling their sexual passions, controlling them, not letting them going astray. وَالْحَافِظَاتْ, in the same way, the women who can control their sexual passions. وَالْذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and the men who remember Allah always. ذِكْرِ كَثِيرٍ وَالْذَاكِرَاتْ, and in the same way, there are women who are remembering Allah the way they should remember. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them, already prepared for them, a very big reward which is waiting for them in the paradise. Just as we saw the previous lesson, what was the last ayah of the previous lesson? فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى بَعْضُكُم مِّن بَعْضٍ. This is the explanation of those words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them their prayer, and he said, I'm not going to let any of your deeds, good deeds, go in vain, be it the male who has done that good act of deed, or be it the female. And you are not different, ba'dukum min ba'd. You are from one another. The son and the daughter from the same parents. The son as well as the daughter from the womb of the same mother. What's the difference? Now that, this ayah is now explaining. All these high qualities, they can be shared equally, as I told you in the last lesson, regarding this moral life, regarding the honor and prestige of being human beings, men and women are absolutely equal. No difference. Regarding this level of moral life, both are equal. Go ahead. There's no difference between men and women. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Now this is what, this is the other side of this picture of the mu'min. The character. Here there is no jihad, no jihad mentioned, no qital mentioned, no hijra mentioned, no iza fi sabilillah mentioned. So one side of the picture of the character and personality of mu'min is given in the previous lesson. فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ. The other side of the picture is given here also and in Surah Nur. فِي بُيُوتٍ نَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَنْ تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. In the houses, in the buildings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted or ordered. Azina Yazanu has both the meanings. Permission as well as command from Allah. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَنْ تُرْفَعَ, that these buildings, these houses should be built, raised and exalted. تُرْفَعَ. وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ, these houses should be built for the exclusive purpose of remembering and glorifying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَسَاجِد, what for? To remember Allah, for praying. So actually these people who have real noor in their hearts, where will you find them? They will be found in the mosque. فِي بُيُوتٍ أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَنْ تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. And what will they be doing over there? يُصَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْعَصَارِ. They will be glorifying, they will be found glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Extolling the limits, the limitless glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْعَصَارِ. غُدُو, it is morning. Asal is plural. Asil, asil is evening. But you'll find, although there is asil also, bukratam wa asila, but mostly this is used in plural form, bhai. There is a very latif ishara, very subtle pointer, that before dhuhr you have only one prayer which is obligatory. That is fajr. Afternoon, you have four. So, asal, evenings, that is many times in the evening. Aqim al-salat al-duluk al-shams ila ghasaq al-layl wa Qur'an al-fajr. Fajr, Qur'an al-fajr once. But after midday, you start going on. In the months of winter, they come very rapid succession. Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. One after the other. يُصَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ فِجَالٌ. Now, the most of the translators, they have used the word many. No. Word is not أُنَاسٌ or نَاسٌ. No. رِجَالٌ. رَجُل means a courageous person. The courageous and the brave people. لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَعُونَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Whom no trade, no worldly business, no bargain can deter, make them deviate, divert from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not an easy job. You are tempted. Just imagine, just suppose, is the time for salah of asr. And the shopkeeper was waiting for any customer. Nobody had come to his shop. And now some. On the one side, he is hearing the call of the muazzin. It's the call of Allah, not of muazzin. Nikli to labe iqbal se hai, kya janiye kiski hai ye sada. Paigham-e-sukoo pahuncha bhi gayi, dil-mehfil ka tarpa bhi gayi. It's coming from the lips or tongue of the muazzin, but it's a call from Allah. And on the other side, he sees a customer entering his shop. It's not an easy job. So ignore the customer and go to the, respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need courage. So here the word is rijalun. Rijalun, the courageous people, the brave people, whom no business, no trading, no bargain, no worldly occupation can divert, can prevent, can come in their way and deviate, make them deviate from what? Remembrance of Allah. La tulhihim. These things cannot make him forgetful about the remembrance of Allah and from establishing the salah, wa iqam al-salah, establishing, keeping the obligatory prayer established, wa ita'i zakah, and going on paying the obligatory charity. Yakhafuna yawman. And after doing all this, still they are keeping fear, they are fearing the day, they are trembling when they think that they will have to stand one day before their Lord. You have those words in the last part of the Quran. Amma man khafa maqama rabbihi wa nahan nafsa anil hawa. A person who was always fearful, who was trembling that I'll have one day to stand before my Lord for facing the grand accountability of the Day of Judgment. They don't become proud that we are saying our prayers all right. Well, I have paid my zakah every year. Nothing. Still, after doing everything, still they are fearing. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا. They are always fearful of the Day of Judgment. تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. That Day of Judgment is going to be so grave that you know the hearts will be convulsed and the eyes, they will also be convulsed or overturned with terror and fear. Because we have in the words in Surah Al-Muzzammil, يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا السَّمَاءُ مُنْفَطِرُونَ. That one day will make the children old. That one day. So they are keeping the fear. They are fearful always. لَيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. This plan is called لَامِ عَاقِبَةً. The result would be, so translation would be, with the result that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا. Their reward will be decided according to the best of their deeds. There can be two translations. The best reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them of whatever they did. And the reward will be assessed. You know, assessment would be on the basis of their best of their deeds. Every person who is doing good deeds, some deeds are very high, some are not so high. But the stature, the level of a person in Jannah, in paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will determine according to the best of his deeds. بِأَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. You have these words also in Quran repeated. وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Now reward has to be proportionate to the needs. But fadl, in addition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give as much as he likes. When you go to a hotel or a restaurant, you have to pay the bill according to what you have taken. But the tip, you are free. Give him $10, $20, $100, you are free to give. It is fine. It needs no arithmetic, no accounting. So ajr is always with some arithmetic. It has to be proportionate to the labor you have put in. The ajr and ujra. The wage has to be according to the labor that has been put in. But fadl, additional thing, you can give whatever you like. يَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. This fadl, you know, it is not controlled by any mathematics or arithmetics or any, you know, ratio proportion proposition, nothing of this sort. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah is free. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. His both hands arms are open. He can give to anybody whatever he likes. وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Whosoever he likes, he will give without any bounds. Now here actually our lesson regarding Iman is complete. Again note 6 ayat. You know, these lessons in this selected course of study are very proportionate. 6 ayat of the last section of Surah Ali Imran we studied previously yesterday in 2 sessions. Iman, synthesis of Iman, and then person who has that real Iman, one side of the picture of his character given there. فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا. That of jihad and qital for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hijra. And here the others, remembering Allah, establishing salah, paying zakah, fear in his heart, trembling at the thought of standing one day before the Lord, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their condition. This is the other side of the picture of the character of a mu'min. And the same has given in this long ayah of Surah Al-Ahzab, because it corresponds to this place in Surah Al-Nur. So, 9 perhaps. مسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله. 10 qualities of mu'min men and mu'min women and all parallel. I recall the words of English poem that I read out to you during the second lesson of this selected course of study. No mystery is here, no special boon for the high and not for the low. The smoke ascends as high from the heart of a humble cottage as from that of a haughty palace. So there's no distinction between males and females. There's no distinction between the rich and the poor. Or these qualities, a poor man can also attain these qualities. He can be a Muslim, a mu'min. He can be a qanit and sadiq. He can be anything. And a male can have these and achieve these qualities and attain these qualities. A female can also do it. Now as I told you, to complete this lesson now we have, for a simultaneous contrast, two shades of kufr. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, as for those who have committed kufr. And please note two meanings of kufr. We discussed it in the third lesson. Kufr as opposed to shukr. لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. What is kufr actually? To suppress something. Now this human nature which has the testimony, which has the knowledge and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone is suppressing it. Suppressing it, what for? For worldly lusts and desires, for sensual gratifications, for amassing wealth by hook or by crook, by halal or haram. So you suppress your nature, and then denying. When the call of the messenger came, no. His claim is false. He is a shayr. He is a sahir. He is majnoon. So these are two levels of kufr. First, you have suppressed the testimony of your own nature. كُلُّ مَعْلُوبِ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ فَعَبَوَاهُ يُحَوَّدَانِهِ عَوْيُ مَجْرِسَانِهِ عَوْيُ نُسْرِهِ. You have that iman in you. You have suppressed it. Over and above that, when the call came, أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ, you said, no. You are a liar. You are telling a lie. You have no one. No revelation has come to you. You are composing yourself. Or you are getting dictation from somebody else. اِقْتَتَبَا. You have got dictation from somebody else. So this is the crime. Now, as we discussed in the second lesson, Ayat al-Bir, it's the inevitable necessity for every human being, whether he might be leading his life at the lowest possible moral level, immoral life. Even a prostitute, she also needs some good deeds to commit so as to satisfy her conscience. The conscience is there. She has also to satisfy the conscience. Although I have to do this, this is my business, I can't live without it, I have been forced into it. Darkuwe nek nami mara gudarna daran. But I am doing this also. There are mosques in Pakistan built by prostitutes. They have to satisfy their conscience. We led immoral life, all right. But we have spent some money for the sake of Allah. They join the Taziya processions. They are in the forefront in the Taziya processions. Wearing black clothes. They visit the shrines. They go there. They are most prominent. Why? There is a conscience. Just as for your physical life, you need water, you need air, you need food. For your internal life, to keep your personality integrated, otherwise it will split. It will be broken from within. You have to have some sort of good work to do. The Quraysh used to do it. They used to boast. But we are feeding the Hujjaj. We are serving the Hujjaj. That is why in Surah Tawbah you have the ayah, أَجْعَلْتُمْ سِقَائِقَ الْحَاجِّ وَإِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Now you are very much satisfied that you are doing these things. But this is not the real virtue. The real virtue is something else. So here even the people leading their lives at the lowest level of immorality, they also do something good to satisfy their conscience. But what will be the fate of those good deeds of theirs on the Day of Judgment? Here it is. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who are deprived of, هي الإيمان أعمالهم their أعمال their good deeds are كسراب like a mirage in the desert كسراب بقيرة يحفظه الظمآن ما بثرستي a person having thirst he is seeing water there's no water there it's a mirage he's going he's running then he's walking then he's dragging himself on his abdomen he's dying with thirst he's dragging himself I should reach that water anyhow but the water doesn't exist what is waiting for him there is the death حَتَّى إِذَا جَاهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْعَ But when he reaches that place, he doesn't find anything. No water to quench the thirst. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّهُ حِسَابَهُ But he found Allah there, there of death, waiting for him. And after that, as the Prophet has been reported to have said, مَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَ السَّيَامَتُهُ Whosoever is dead, well, his sayama, his day of judgment has come. Because in the examination, when the invigilator says, time's over, stop fighting. Khalas, now you can't fight anything. Now you have to wait for the result. So the death puts an end to your earnings of good deeds or bad deeds, whatsoever they are. Now it is Qiyama. There is a gap. But actually the Qiyama is there now. So وَفَّاهُ حِسَابَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He just pays him all his dues, whatever is due, nothing. These good deeds of his, whom he was thinking to be water, was not water at all. There were no good deeds in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Howsoever glittering they might have been, well, I founded a foundation for the sick people. I founded, established an orphanage for the orphans. Well, you did it so that people should admire your philanthropy. You have nothing here. No reward for you. As I told you the hadith. Today I have the text of that hadith. It's very long again, but I can't go in full detail. It is from Sahih Muslim. That the people who will be judged, three persons, the first judgment will be for them. One was a person who was called in the world Shaheed because he died in the course of a war for the cause of Allah. The other was a very big alam, very knowledgeable person. He taught people and he spread knowledge and wisdom. And a person who was very rich, he spent his money in philanthropy. For good deeds, for the poor, the widows, the orphans. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, you did this because you wanted your bravery to be admired. It has been admired. Go away. There's nothing for you here. And the angels will be given the order. They will drag him on his mouth, on his face, and put him in the hell. He was called a shaheed in the world. And he is thrown in the hell on the day of judgment. A very big alim. But you are doing all this so that people should say that a very knowledgeable person. It has been said. What you intended, you have got already. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Your niyyah, your purpose has already been fulfilled in the world. There is nothing here for you. And the angels will be given order and they will drag him on his face and put him in the heaven. And in the same way, the same fate will come to that philanthropist who spent money, his wealth, for charity. No one said a good name in the world that you got there. There's nothing here for you. So actually these deeds, howsoever big they might appear, If Iman Billah is not the motive, real motive, if Iman Bil Akhirah is not the real motive, then in the balance of the hereafter, of the Day of Judgment, it carries no weight whatsoever. This issue is so important It has been discussed twice in the Quran. Once here, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بَقِيعَةٍ يَحْفَظُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. Here the similitude, the parable is of a mirage, which appears to be water to the thirsty. It's no water at all. Appearances are always deceptive. The number two point is Surah Ibrahim. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. The similitude, the parable for the good deeds, amaluhum, very big. Indeed, they appear to be very big deeds, very good deeds in the world. Karamadin ishtaddat. Like the dust. When the coal is burnt, what is the name? What do you call it in English? The ashes. A heap of ash on which the wind will blow and will scatter the ash. There will be nothing left for those people to have. Karamad rishtandat mihi riho fi yawmin aasif. There is a heap of ash and the wind blows, scatters the ash, nothing is left. لا يقدرون على شيء مما كسبوا. لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء. Now, they don't have anything which they thought that they have earned very good deeds in the world. Nothing. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. This is the going astray and failure of the highest order. And the third place is Surah Al-Furqan. This is Ayah 18 of Ibrahim, Surah Ibrahim, and now Ayah 23 of Surah Al-Furqan. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We shall come forward towards their deeds, which they will be thinking are very great, very big assets we have got from the world. Just like a football player, he hits the ball and it goes away. قَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا. We shall proceed towards them. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We'll make it like a dust which is scattered in the atmosphere. This is the fate of very big good deeds, but without iman. There are deeds, very good, very impressive. But if any action, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَنْ تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ إِلَى آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Only such a good deed is acceptable to Allah, the motive of which is only the pleasure of Allah, to get the pleasure of Allah. And the only reward which you aim is the reward of the hereafter. If you want any name here, any fame here, any praise here, or any material reward of your action, then it is business, not charity. Then it is business, not virtue. Virtuous is only the deed which is done and committed only for the sake of the pleasure of Allah, لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, and whose reward is only aimed at in the hereafter. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْصَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِندَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Now this was one shade of kufr, that although there is no iman, but there is some good deed to satisfy the conscience. But there are people who are deprived of even this type of good deeds. Nothing except their own self. Absolute selfishness. Money only for their own comforts and luxuries. Not a single penny for any poor. Not even to show it off. This is the deeper form. And for this the parable, the similitude is أَوْكَ ظُلُمَاتٍ. All their character is, their personality is Like the darknesses, zulumat is plural of zulma. Darkness over darkness. Darkness heaped over darkness. No glittering, no shining whatsoever. After all, there was some shining in their life, although it was not true shining. They were feeding the poor. They do some act of charity. Although it was not for the sake of Allah's pleasure. They wanted name for them. But there was something, at least apparently. But here they don't have even this apparently. أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّلِ In the depths of a deep sea, a dismal sea. So now this simile, it has been said that a big navy officer of French army, admiral, he embraced Islam on this ayah. That this simile, he inquired whether Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether he used to go on journeys in the sea, and when it was proved he never undertook any journey, he became amazed. This simile, darkness in the sea. See, Bahril Lujjiyin, the very deep sea. Darkness in the depths of the sea. And not only that it's in the depth of the sea. Maj over maj, billow over billow. Then there is the cloudy. Atmosphere is also cloudy. No ray from the sun or from the moon or from any star piercing the depth of the waters. This is a simile of absolute darkness. No light whatsoever. And he said that these words could be uttered either by a person who lived all his life in the seas. He had the experience. Or it can be divine. There is no third possibility. He embraced Islam. There was a book read, Islam Zindabad. That was the title of the book. And in that, you know, statements of people who embraced Islam, they were connected. What made them embrace Islam? There was an Englishman who was visiting Cairo. He climbed the minaret in Al-Azhar. From there, when he saw beneath the congregation, prayer was going on. He saw the scene. And he was so much impressed. He embraced Islam. People making ibadah. It's worship. What a discipline. One imam, the whole congregation on his command moving just as one body. He was so much impressed by the scene. He embraced Islam. So this emotional appeal can come from any side. By narrating to you how Umar radiallahu ta'ala embraced Islam. He came out of his house to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Murder him. But when he bet his sister, his brother-in-law, and the sister uttered the word, Umar, we are not going to leave this deen, even if you kill us. Now he was taken aback. What is it? What has changed this fair sex, this weaker sex? What has given her this courage, this determination? What is it? Then he said, I want to read what you are reading. No, you are impure. You can't touch it. This is Al-Quran. Although this was Surah Taha was revealed. And Khabbab al-Arat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the young disciples of the Prophet, he had went to his home to teach them Surah Taha. Now he took his bath. Then you know those deeds were given to him when he read the Hadith of Islam. Mere emotionally. Human emotions can be appealed at any time, at any moment. The change can come. So actually, that was the incidents of this type were collected in that book, which I read in my college days. أَوْكَ ظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّ يَغْشَاهُ مَوْضٌ مِّنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْضٌ مِّنْ فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ Or the simile of darknesses in the depths of a sea, abysmal sea, deep sea, Over which you have wave, below. And then there is cloud. There are clouds overcast, the sky is overcast. Zulumatul ba'duha fawqa ba'd. Now compare it, Nurun ala Nur. The first parable of Iman, Nurun ala Nur. And please note, the word Nur in Quran always comes single. You will never find Anwar in the whole of the Quran. Nur is a single entity. Zulumat is always in plural. There are various shades of darkness. Nur is one. Just as Allah is one, Nur is one. In Arabic language you have the plural Anwar. But in Quran that word has not occurred even once. Nur. Nurun ala Nur. But here you find Zulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd. Darknesses heaped over darknesses. In such a person there is no ray of shining in his own personality. He is worse than animals. Quran says, Ulaika kal anam bal hum adall. These people who are living only due to their instincts of living. Just as an animal is living, why? Has the animal any purpose in life? None. He is living for the sake of living. Life for the sake of life. For a human being, life should be for some aim, for some goal, for some idea, for some ideal, for some nasabul ayn, for some adarsh, as you call it in Hindi. There should be some ideal, some goal that you are pursuing. Animal has no aim in life. You are using it. It's a different thing. You are using the cows, you are using the buffalo, you are using the horses. But they don't have an aim in life. Ulaika kal anam. They are like the cattle. Balhuma val. Rather worse. Why? Because the cattle were created at that level. And you were created at a very high level. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. So actually, this is ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ as compared to, in contrast to, نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٍ. Nur of fitrah, nur of wahi. Joined together, that give you real iman. And if that is not there, then the first shade, the lighter shade of kufr is that although you don't have iman, but you are still doing something good to satisfy your conscience. At least that conscience is living. It does prick you. Why are you living? Why are you leading an immoral life? Okay, I am leading an immoral life, but I am doing this also. So that is to justify. But I have established an orphanage. I am a dacoit. I am a murderer. But I am looking after so many orphans also. So that gives you some solace. You can satisfy your conscience somewhat. We have discussed this issue in the second lesson, ayatul bit. Here again the same. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. I gave you two other places. Number one, Surah Ibrahim, the other, Surah Safa. The people think we have brought with us very many good deeds, but no, not, none of them acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَ اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْسُورًا. أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَالْغَبَاءِ الَّذِي اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ. And then the second and the worst shade of kufr is no good deed even to show off for the sake of getting good name also. No light whatsoever. Zulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd. Now the extreme expression of that zulumat is إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. When he stretches his arm, even that is not visible to him. You know the concept of absolute darkness? When you are stretching your arm out, you have the sense of direction that here should be my hand. But that is also not visible. This is the extreme darkness, the absolute darkness. So two parables here for darkness. Number one, Zulumatin, Ludfi Bahrin, Ludjiyin, Yashahu Maudu, Min Fawqihi Maudu, Min Fawqihi Sa'ab. Zulumatin Ba'duha Fawqa Ba'ad. The second parable, إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا. When he stretches out his own arm, he can't see his own head. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not granted any noor, he cannot have any noor, any light. I want to end this lesson of mine with a prayer, supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been reported from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and included by Imam Tirmidhi in his Jami'. The Prophet used to pray to Allah, Allahumma ij'alni noora, Allahumma ij'alni nooran fi qalbi, wa nooran fi qabri, wa nooran min bayni yadayya, ونورا من خلفي ونورا عن يميني ونورا عن شمالي ونورا من فوقي ونورا من تحتي ونورا من في سمعي ونورا في بصري ونورا في شعري ونورا في بشري ونورا في لحمي ونورا في دمي ونورا في عظامي اللهم أعظم لي نورا وأعطني نورا واجعل لي نورا سبحان الذي تعطف العزة وقال به سبحان الذي ليس لبس المجد وتكرم سبحان ذي الجلال والإكرام. That used to be the prayer of the Prophet. We should also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala noor, light. Like these wordings, I can't translate, the time is already over. The only explanation is when Iman comes to your heart, it permeates your whole personality. Because the blood, you know, it is going from your heart to the whole of your body, every cell of your body. When Iman is there, Allahumma nabbir qulubana bil Iman. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens our hearts with Iman, now from here, Noor will permeate the whole personality, the whole body, each and every cell of human being will be electrified with that Noor of Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the real Iman. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.